Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
May 20th. Did you miss it again this year? Well, most North Carolinians today do not recognize that date, even though it is enshrined on our state flag and our official state seal. And it was the anniversary of the May 20th, 1775 Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence. That was more than a year before the July 4th, 1776 American Declaration of Independence. Well, the Mecklenburg Declaration includes language asserting independence from Great Britain, and it's echoing or anticipating the American Declaration of Independence. Here's an example. Resolve that we do hereby declare ourselves a free and independent people, that we are and of right ought to be a sovereign and self-governing people under the power of God and the General Congress, to the maintenance of which independence we solemnly pledge to each other our mutual cooperation, our lives, our fortunes, and our most sacred honor. That sounds like Thomas Jefferson, doesn't it? Well, the truth is that few people knew about this Mecklenburg Declaration until 1819, when a Raleigh newspaper first published it, along with an account of the events leading up to it. In fact, for the 44 years between 1775 and this publication in 1819, there had been no other publication of this text of the Mecklenburg Declaration. All that changed in 1819 because newspapers across the country picked up this story, and it launched a nationwide firestorm of interest and argument about the Mecklenburg Declaration. Former President John Adams wrote Thomas Jefferson, suggesting that the Mecklenburg Declaration had been the source of Jefferson's words in the American Declaration, and Jefferson responded that the Mecklenburg version was spurious. Well, when Jefferson's letters became known, this spurious description prompted loyal North Carolinians to stand up for the validity of their state's early version of the Declaration of Independence. And in 1981, to solve this matter, the state legislature established a special committee to settle what had become known as the Mecklenburg Controversy. And the committee, after an investigation, included interviews or statements from 13 eyewitnesses of those events in May 1775, concluded that the Mec Dec was genuine. The committee's report did not quiet the controversy, but its sanction did give credibility and cover to the state's official embrace of the Mec Dec. And for 150 years of our bragging about our first in freedom status. Well, recently, though, according to Scott Seifert, who's the author of a new book, The First American Declaration of Independence, The Disputed History of the Mecklenburg Declaration of May 20th, 1975. That's the title of the book. But he says that interest has diminished. Well, that leaves questions. Why was there so little known and reported about the Mecklenburg Declaration before 1819? And then why, after more than 150 years of attention, has interest in the Mec Dec waned? Well, in his new book, Seifert deals with both these questions. He also lays out the facts, pro and con, so his readers can form their own conclusions about the Mec Dec. Seifert says that he began his research as a believer, but became a skeptic as he reviewed the many challenges to the Declaration's authority. Finally, though, all the evidence convinced him that the story of its adoption was true. Well, because he respectfully presents the opinions of both adherents and detractors, Seifert gives his readers a really welcome chance to come to their own informed conclusions about a riddle that could be called North Carolina's Da Vinci Code. This is D.G. Martin.